It is Monday morning, and each Monday we talk with NHPR's Josh Rogers. He joins me for The Political Front to look at the latest in New Hampshire politics. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So, Josh, lawmakers in Concord, almost done for the year. Now, that means it's Committee of Conference season, you know, when they come together, or not, on the biggest bills of the year. How are the next couple of weeks going to shape up?
Well, Rick, for what it's worth, I hope they go relatively smoothly, but lawmakers will be pretty busy, and the budget will certainly be getting the most attention.
Let's start there. Clearly, Medicaid expansion, a point of contention. The GOP-controlled Senate rejected Medicaid expansion on the floor last week. Senate President Peter Bracton said if someone could come up with what he called a New Hampshire solution, he might go for that. What is that?
Well, generally speaking, Senate President Bracton seemed to be seeking something that would give New Hampshire maximum flexibility in implementing expanded Medicaid. The ideas people were floating on the State House are potentially adding a circuit breaker to end expansion if costs rise too quickly. That's what the state of Maine is doing with the backing of conservative Governor Paul LePage. Or potentially phasing in the expansion over several years. But the politics on this issue are sufficiently heated that, impasse here does remain a real possibility.
Yeah, but Medicaid won't be the only thing keeping budget negotiations busy. There are other issues there, too.
Oh, certainly. There's school building aid. The House's budget essentially preserves a moratorium on aid that lawmakers put into place several years ago, funding only projects already in the pipeline, as they say. The Senate, meanwhile, wants to fund some new projects, and there are also differences on charter schools, with the House favoring a moratorium on new charter schools and the Senate backing funding to allow a few more to get off the ground. And, you know, of course, at the back of the budget cuts that the state Senate wants $50 million in personnel savings. Democrats from Governor Hassan on down loathe these. They say they'll result in as many as 700 job cuts, which Republicans doubt.
Okay, outside of the budget, what are the bills to watch for?
Well, medical marijuana or therapeutic cannabis, as it's being called this year, something both chambers dearly want to pass, and both did pass versions of the bill by veto-proof margins. But, even so, Governor Hassan has played the heavy here. It was really at her urging that the Senate rewrote the House's bill to nix a home grow provision. The House still favors that, and medical marijuana backers say without it, patients will needlessly suffer during the 2+ years it will take for marijuana dispensaries to get up and running. But the sense is that the House will probably bend on this to get something through.
What about voter ID?
Well, this could be tough and could be interesting. And as of yet, no committee of conference has been established on this bill, but the House's version of the proposal would block provisions of current law set to take effect in September. Those would shrink the list of allowable forms of identification, taking college IDs from that list that you could show at the polls, and it would also lift the requirement that voters without an ID be photographed at the polls. The Senate version of the bill, though, left those provisions in place and pushed off the photo-taking requirement until 2015. Now, you know, what's interesting about this one is that the GOP-led Senate really does hold all the cards. If there's no deal, we end up with a more stringent law that most Republicans are fine with. And since the only thing under discussion is modifying a law already on the books, Governor Hassan doesn't really have much sway either. Veto powers are basically moot here.
Okay, before you go, let's touch quickly on U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte's announcement yesterday that she supports bipartisan immigration in the U.S. Senate. Is this a big deal?
Well, I think you can take it as a sign that some sort of immigration bill is increasingly likely to clear the Senate. Democratic leaders there want to vote on this bill by July 4th. The symbolism's clear on that. Kelly Ayotte's the first Republican without a hand in drafting this proposal to get on board. And, her support for the bill, which would increase the number of visas granted for low and high skill workers and would also create a 13-year path to citizenship for undocumented residents now here, gets it one vote closer to the 60-vote threshold required to end debate these days.
Now, Senator Ayotte announced her stance on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday. And the New York Times had an interesting article yesterday on the Sunday talk shows that noted who gets on and who doesn't regularly.
You know, they did, Rick. And by the Times' count, Senator Ayotte's been on the Sunday shows 11 times since winning election in 2010. Her role as a surrogate on the presidential campaign trail for Mitt Romney probably bumped that number up a bit. But, the Times also found that New Hampshire senior Senator Jeanne Shaheen has never been on any of the Sunday shows during that same period. The number one senator on the list was John McCain, 61 appearances, which by my count is a little more than half as many town hall meetings as he managed during his last New Hampshire primary run.
Interesting stat. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
Josh Rogers, he joins Morning Edition each Monday for a look at the political front. It's a look at New Hampshire politics, and you can follow Josh on Twitter, by the way, at Josh Rogers, NHPR. And you'll find more on the political front at NHPR.org.